village bunking. Never know they like you've been wanting. Spend no more of an expense now. Now SNB group savings account. Saving the 0 man to the fee. Bank no charge up a quarter and easy. Competitive saving rates. Trading best for you book more yes. Flexible access yandalama. Mama ATM, mama bangalana. E-wallet yolo bangalana. Asset deposit your drone dalama. For app you cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? Then I need your physical meeting. For app you charge a bonus of my members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group of just got better. Saving in a trap I'm just got better. Now FNB group savings account. FNB group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Lusaka City Council to launch two new mini civic centers in Matero and Kanyama. Saranja residents will calm government's purchase of X-ray machine. In African news, a brother starts with South African rapper's murder after extradition. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has announced the nearing completion of two mini civic centers in Matero and Kanyama constituencies. As part of the council's decentralization project aimed at bringing essential services closer to communities, these centers will provide residents with easy access to various civic services once furnished and operational. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has confirmed the development to Kombon Ready News, saying the council has made a significant progress in the procurement process for furnishing the two centers, and they are expected to commence operations soon. Ms. Mwamba says this development is in line with the council's strategic plan to establish a mini civic centers across all 7 constituencies in the city, thereby enhancing service delivery and improving the overall quality of life for Lusaka residents. She has disclosed that in addition to the Matero and Kanyama centers, the council is currently constructing 2 more mini civic centers in Kabwata and Lusaka Central.
This development is in line with the council's strategic plan to establish mini civic centers across all 7 constituencies in the city, thereby enhancing service delivery and improving the overall quality of life for Lusaka residents. In addition to the Matero and Kanyama centers, the council is currently constructing 2 more mini civic centers in Kabwata and Lusaka Central. Furthermore, the construction of mini civic centers in Munali and Mandevu has been budgeted for in the year 2026 resource allocation for projects. The council is also actively seeking a suitable location for the construction of mini civic center in Chawama constituency.
Saranja residents have welcomed the government's move to purchase an X-ray machine, a long-awaited development for the area. Speaking on behalf of the community, Aubrey Muzaza says the arrival of the machine will greatly improve access to medical services. Mr. Muzaza notes that Saranja's growing population has made it difficult for residents to access quality health care but the new X-ray machine will help bridge that gap.
The purchase of the X-ray machine actually is a very big development to our district, more especially that Serenge has been having that challenge, and you see the population of Serenge has really grown, and definitely having a district without the X-ray machine is a huge challenge, of which it used to compromise government's efforts to improve the health sector or the health services to the people. So now that the X-ray machine has been bought, really it's a very big development, and we are thankful as the people of Serenge to this government, and really we know that our hospital here now will be worth being.
The People's Process on Housing and Poverty in Zambia, PPHPZ, and the Zambia Homeless and Poor People's Federation have urged communities to take ownership of water points and contribute to maintenance. The People's Process on Housing and Poverty in Zambia is calling on communities to take an active role in safeguarding and maintaining their water points for sustainable access to clean and safe water. PPHPZ Country Coordinator Nelson Kuve highlights that access to safe and reliable water services remains a cornerstone of healthy communities. Mr. Nkube, however, points out that challenges such as vandalism, poor maintenance, and low community ownership continue to threaten the sustainability of water infrastructure in many areas. He explains that to address these issues, participants in recent community engagements emphasized the importance of establishing maintenance funds through small community contributions and savings. Mr. Nkube notes that the funds will ensure that minor repairs and regular upkeep can be done promptly without waiting for external assistance. The non-governmental gender organization coordinating council, NGOCC, has called for stronger integration of gender equality principles in Zambia's budgeting process. Speaking during a breakfast meeting in Lusaka to disseminate the 2026 national budget analysis from a gender perspective, NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe said the national budget should reflect the real lives of Zambians, including women, girls, and marginalized communities. Ms. Katebe explains that gender-responsive budgeting is not a separate budget for women, but a way of ensuring that government resources benefit everyone fairly. She says that every kwacha in the budget must move the country closer to equality.
For us as NGOCC, our interest is simple. We want to ensure this powerful instrument actively promotes gender equality and fairness for everyone. Let us be clear about what we mean by a gender-responsive budget. It is not a separate budget for just women. Instead, it is a method, a lens we use to analyze how government money, both revenues and expenditures, impact on all of us.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuwalo, reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring that both the national and local budgets are inclusive and responsive to the needs of all citizens. Mr. Sialuwalo notes that through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, social protection and rural infrastructure programs, the government is ensuring that women, youth and persons with disabilities participate fully in development.
Through our collaboration with the gender division under cabinet office, the government continues to strengthen mechanisms for integration of gender analysis and equity consideration into national and the local budgets. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development is particularly committed to ensuring the local authorities mainstream gender in their planning and budgeting process to enhance